Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to Energy Speaks Back, powered by Honeywell. My name is Paul Webb, and I'm your host, and weekly I present to you energy experts from around the world. Welcome to episode 141, and our purpose, as always, is to provide a good understanding of energy management knowledge from around the world, which is available today for us to deliver savings that impact on our planet. We would like to thank Honeywell MK for sponsoring this episode today. Welcome, energy enthusiasts, to another enlightening episode of Energy Speaks Back. Today's guest is a pedigree organization that has provided innovation over many years. But today we'll be getting nitty gritty with their technology around small power control and explore the impact this technology will be having on the energy management industry. So without any further ado, let's dive into the conversation and presentation of the team from Honeywell MK, Phil Barnett and Simon Harrison. Good morning to you both, Phil and Simon. Thank you for inviting me here today to come and explore your new technology and your innovation that's been going on. I know there's been a lot of sweat and blood gone into this.
Very much so.
which we're going to discuss shortly. So for the benefit of our audience and the people listening, be good to get some background. So we start with Phil because he's sitting next to me.
Okay.
And he's ready to go.
So Phil Barnett, been with Honeywell about 3.5 years. My background's PLCs, effectively, and hopefully today's session is going to introduce connected power, and as you say, blood, sweat and tears. We've seen it grow from a kind of concept idea to a sort of deployed solution that's being rolled out globally. So yeah, looking forward to having a chat with you.
How long have you been in the industry doing this?
So PLCs, probably 25 years. Right. I've not really known building management, so through my career with Honeywell, I've kind of hooked into building management. So really excited to see where that's going and the new innovations that Honeywell can bring to.
And have you seen a lot of innovation through those many years regarding PLCs?
Yes, definitely. So from the kind of small kind of isolated systems to a fully integrated sort of portfolio monitoring, multiple sites, multiple buildings, things are going globally. Absolutely, it's exponential growth.
If I can touch on my experience of PLCs, when I look back when I was growing up in the industry, PLCs, the only people that could afford a PLC were the big power stations in them days. And then we've seen it gradually evolve to the convenience store. Yes. Nowadays has PLCs controlling whatever. So it's a massive, vast.
Absolutely, yeah. And you're right. A PLC now can be the corner shop to the corporate, multiple £1 billion
exactly.
Company. So it's, we have a solution that covers a complete market from the small to the massive corporate.
Brilliant. We're going to touch more on that shortly. So for the benefit of our audience again, can we listen?
So I'm Simon. I've been with Honeywell for 5 years now. I had a complete career change prior to this. So I retrained as a Spark. I was a PE teacher beforehand.
Wow.
And I decided I need to have a full career change. So I went to night school, retrained as a Spark, and then we've been here ever since. So started off in sort of the technical sales role, and now I'm sort of the application engineer / technical support for our new product, Connected Power.
Well, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
From there to there.
Oh, yeah, huge difference. So I taught for 10 years and just got too much. I needed to have a complete change.
Brilliant.
And now I'm in the world of corporate business with Honeywell.
And you're really enjoying this role.
Love it, yeah. So I've got a national role, so I get to travel the country, but as of late it's been more overseas travels as well now, so kind of branching out with that. So you get to see lots of new people, new companies, get to travel the world, so for me it's brilliant.
And you're at the sharp end of it all with the application.
Yep.
And Phil's in the dark developing all the systems and in the back office side. So let's start in the back office. So let's hear about what's gone into this innovation.
So basically, obviously, MK Honeywell came from like a traditional sockets, but realizing that energy need to be needed to be controlled. So we kind of, when we first brought out Connected Power, it was a sort of custom, what they know as a supervisor, for just to prove a concept. What then happened is that concept worked very well, actually, and then we moved it into the sort of corporate Honeywell supervisor team, and that's where it gained massive momentum, because you've got this global software team that basically can produce a robust solution from a concept. So yeah, you're talking about blood, sweat and tears. We've seen it from initial concept right through to what it is today. And yeah, I work quite closely with Simon. He's in touch with customers. So I work with the development team. We're able to flex quite a bit and provide what the customer needs. So I'm quite proud of what we've produced. And the fact that it's going globally, that kind of shows the sort of take up. So it's been not a bumpless journey, but yeah, it's been an enjoyable journey.
What's been the drivers for all this?
So basically, really the solution is about monitoring. Often in a building, people don't really know what's going on. You know, you walk through our site at Basildon, you know, this thing's being left on. People don't know. We don't traditionally in the UK turn off outlets when we're not using them, and really this solution applies that option of, right, I'm going to show you what you're using, and then it gives you insights to then turn things off. So it's about energy saving, it's about monitoring, it's about, you know, identifying areas where you might not necessarily know what you're doing. So it's all about data. You know, it's a digital world now, and it's giving you that insight.
I always say you cannot manage what you don't measure.
Exactly, yes.
And you know, when we look at the socket,
yes,
or as it was as such, we've seen it evolve. Yes. You know, the whole industry in this smart automation area has evolved massively. Yes. There's been isolated areas where we've seen it been developing, but for me, you as, you know, Honeywell MK that are driving this now, I think that says a lot for the industry.
Yeah, I also think as well, we talked about it earlier when we discussed, you know, when you look at a building, everyone thinks about lighting, they think about heating, HVAC. Low power and what people are plugging in, you know, that's a significant amount of the energy footprint of the building. Mm. You know, this Connected Power provides that insight and then the ability to do something about it, which is, you know, where it gains its differentiation.
If we went back the drivers of this, so I've done energy assessments for many years now, but say 5 years ago when I was going around there, the biggest thing we was focusing on was lighting,
yes,
LED lights. Well, what's happened now is we've brought that power down so much with LEDs, and all of a sudden, all these other, but all these other areas are coming up, and you think, oh, what's that load there?
Yes.
Out of ours. It can't be the lights, because we've got them all controlled properly.
And this is what we say to customers. You've taken care of your lighting, you've taken care of your HVAC, and because you've reduced that percentage, your actual overall percentage of building for your small power has increased.
Yeah.
So actually it's a huge, huge quantity of electricity that is potentially being wasted, and that was the big driver behind it. We noticed that the actual wiring devices market hadn't really changed in quite some time.
Yeah.
Where do we see this going in 10 years' time? What do we want to understand from our buildings? And that was one of the key drivers in developing a connected solution.
And before we go down that route of the application side of it, where did this, who was the original, who's the person that said, right, I'm going to champion this now?
We have some offering managers that connect with customers. So there was a lot of customers that said, like you say, we've done the heating, we've done a lot, what's the next thing? And, you know, through MK and Honeywell's connection, you know, MK was traditionally into end devices. So we've pulled that into a BMS. If you went back 10 years, you know, sockets aren't traditionally or were never pulled into a BMS. So it was the next, right, we've done everything else, let's look at this low power. And it's what people want to do. It's the next, you know, they've done everything they need to do.
So this has been more than an innovation and a concept. We're now making it real, and this is where you come into it, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we've got this out there already. It's been trialled and been used and tested in certain areas. the results we're getting back are significantly
good. some very good results. So we're working alongside lots of different verticals. So we have hospitality, we have healthcare, we have education that we're working alongside. What has been interesting is it's not always about the energy savings for some of our customers. Some of it is more having that insights and collecting the data, understanding what's going on in their building. So there's key drivers from our solution. It's not always about the energy savings. And that's been something we've really noticed just by talking to our customers, understanding what their pain points are and their pinch points are. And this solution seems to cover quite an array of different areas that meets their expectation for industries. And we're getting some very, very good results, not only from just the monitoring side of it, but we are getting some good energy savings results from them. So one of the universities we're working with, one of their students has just written a white paper on it, and they were receiving savings just on the small power within their test area that they had. So I think they had it on a lab, and they also had it in a small coffee shop, sort of cafe within that university. So that white paper will be released shortly.
And obviously the savings does actually depend on what the application's been used for, because we've seen higher than that in certain areas, up to 60%. And down to low, where you've got smaller things plugged into it, maybe.
Exactly. So obviously it depends on the environment. If you're looking at sort of offices with all of your monitors on, and you want to turn them off out of hours from standby, obviously it's a very small load. But if you've then got a very large office or multiple offices, that small load soon extrapolates up to quite some significant figures.
The interesting thing about this product, it's good for new builds, and it's good for retrofit. It's quite straightforward. How easy is it to implement this system?
Yeah, so we have, obviously being a traditional wiring manufacturer, we have made sure that it fits into a 25mm back box, that it can use the existing cabling that is there. So from a retrofit perspective, 100% retrofittable. It communicates on a wireless mesh to a hub, and that's the only thing that would require power and an Ethernet port to take it back to the BMS. So it can be installed, left on site before your system integrator comes and does the magic to bring it back into the BMS as such. But it can work as a traditional socket during that downtime.
Yeah.
As soon as it's brought into the BMS, that's when you're collecting all the data.
Does it have to link to a BMS system?
At the moment, yes. However, we are looking at future developments to be able to... We understand that where our market is, not all of our multi-site stores have BMSs on site. So we are looking at other ways of being able to develop it.
So there was going to be my question back to you, Phil. I presume there's a roadmap for this.
Yeah, definitely. So,
be there.
So, Honeywell has an absolutely colossus roadmap. So, we have a development team that sit and we take... I mean, one of the good things with Honeywell, we listen to our customers, and we basically connect with them. This has been installed on a lot of beta sites and proof of value. That does two things. It basically, although we test it extensively in-house, some of the issues you get are when it's deployed on site, and sometimes we don't totally understand the customer's application. So the good thing is, because this is a software solution, because it's in a BMS, we can pull that knowledge and those requirements for the customer and evolve. So talking about the roadmap, this is going globally. We've got launches in the US, we've got launches outside the UK, we've got a second iteration coming on the UK, we've got different technologies going into it, and we're also looking, as Simon touched on, small buildings. We're looking at a small non-BMS solution as opposed to a medium or large building that has a BMS. So we're catering for all our customer requirements. And I think the good, our solution is with Trend in the UK. It's with other supervisors in the US. but also what Honeywell traditionally do is they're very much into scalability and compatibility. So we realise a customer might start small, but our solution is scalable, or it can stay standalone. Yeah. So we incorporate all that kind of compatibility and expandability, and that again, that's what we're kind of proud of and what we do.
My background's Trent, and we used to always boast that it's like a Lego set.
Yes, yes.
Put one little bit in, and then you start adding to it.
Yes.
And that's the way BMS systems and this can evolve with it.
Absolutely. You can start with, you know, like Simon says, 10 sockets up to sort of 2,500. And then you go sort of corporate wide and enterprise, so you know it's totally scalable.
Before we dive into the technology, which is, look, you're getting excited already, look, I made his day.
He's very passionate.
Before we really dive into, can I throw a curveball question in?
Yeah.
How many sockets are out there in the UK maybe installed? Is that a figure that you would know?
Not offhand. I mean, I do know...
You're the technical person.
I do know one of the sort of universities we're dealing with has in excess of 2.5 million, and that's one university.
Right.
So you can imagine the kind of scale. I don't know offhand. I probably should know my background, but yeah. So, you know, they are literally millions.
Millions.
Yeah.
Probably billions.
Yeah.
When you think of all the high-rise buildings, if you're looking at just the commercial sector... Yeah. In particular, we've done some work with some laboratories where they've just got sockets all the way across their wall. Yeah. Nothing plugged into them because they're there for test purposes and depending on what equipment they've got. So if you kind of scale that up across the UK, there's a significant number, that's for sure.
Right, so I think now it's time for us to really delve in. Let's get nitty-gritty with the technology and let's talk about the application.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Today we're going to talk about connected power. So here we have our training rig that we use on shows or for customers. So what we have here is we have our socket range. So on connected power we have a number of variants: metal clad, both metal and white. We have our traditional Logic Plus, grey and white, and our floor box. So we're covering all deployments within a building environment, whether it be desk, laboratory or office. In terms of communication protocols, effectively we commission the system using Bluetooth, so we talk to the hub and we talk to the sockets. Once we deploy that information, the system on its own sets up a Myra mesh secure network, so all of our sockets route through to the hub and that hub goes to our supervisor. Just want to talk about that Myra mesh. It's on a Bluetooth frequency and it actually employs what's known as an adaptive frequency hopping. So although it's running on 2.4 gigs, it searches for a frequency and it allows it to be robust, not clash with data, and it really, really means we have a tight, reliable communications. So that's a small overview of the system.
What we have here is our connected power solution. Effectively, we are monitoring every single outlet for instantaneous power, accumulated power, and temperature. Not only are we monitoring all these aspects, we have the ability to control the outlet as well. So that is all controlled from the BMS, or alternatively, it is controlled locally at the socket. So on our demo wall here, what we have got, this socket, for example, is unlocked, so I can turn the socket on and off. However, down the bottom, we have a socket that is locked in the on position and locked in the off position, which is controlled via our BMS. This enables us to turn items off out of hours. It also enables us to have critical equipment where it is either always permanently turned on, or, for example, in waiting areas in hospitals where we have cleaners sockets where we don't want people plugging in, we have the option as the building management system to lock that socket off so it can only be used in certain situations. With regards to the actual system as a whole, as I said, as I mentioned, we have the temperature sensor in there. The reason we want the temperature sensor in there is that there's over 20,000 commercial fires a year, okay? And that is caused by a potential loose cable in the back of the socket. It is also caused by the sometimes the actual plugs themselves, where it has worked loose over time. So we have built in a temperature sensor that monitors the ambient temperature in the back of the socket. With us monitoring it, we have the ability from the BMS to also control it. Yet again, if it reaches a certain temperature threshold, it can automatically lock off and it can't be turned back on. Turning that appliance off, making sure that the safety of that appliance and the safety of the people within that building is paramount. If I go back a little bit to the actual power consumption and the fact that it is an energy meter for every single outlet, this gives us gives energy managers as well as facility managers a full insight into their building. So they're able to understand exactly what power is being used for across all their appliances. They might want to start comparing appliances, as we've found in certain cases with some universities that we've worked with. In that instance, they had a grant to replace some of their freezers, but that grant was only provided if it was energy efficient and saved them energy. Our solution was able to prove to the grant that it had reduced their power consumption and they were more energy efficient appliances. Another use case that we have is office areas for 60% of the time are unoccupied if you include weekends. What we have done in our Basildon office, we have scheduled all of our computers to turn off out of hours. We have scheduled our vendor machines to turn off out of hours.
This is our Logic Plus connected power socket. Just want to go through the features that we have compared to a traditional socket. So you'll notice here we have our QR code. This is to allow deployment after a commissioning app. So one of Honeywell's ethos is making the customer journey seamless. So we put a lot of effort into making that journey seamless through things like the use of QR codes. Again, you can see the push buttons for the rather than the traditional rockers. We have a relay that brings in the outlet so we can operate remotely through the BMS. If I just turn the dual gang socket over, you can see that this is certified as a traditional socket to BS1363. Have a little Bluetooth symbol because we have the Myra Mesh RF network that I talked about earlier. UKCA marks, such like. Because this has got electronics in, one of the challenges on building is the testing that gets involved. So this isolation switch, this red switch here, allows us to disconnect the electronics. So we can operate it, disconnect the electronics, test the circuit, and then we can switch it back. So we can do that without disconnecting the wiring. However, what's not so traditional is effectively this has a lot of cybersecurity development in it because effectively we're actually putting it into a Myra Mesh network to talk to the builder management system. So Honeywell has looked at the standards and basically worked out how to get this thing cyber secure to allow customers and building managers to deploy this safely without any effects from cyber attacks, and we do that quite a lot in Honeywell. So all of our systems are looked at from a cyber security, and we run a lot of tests. So that's another unique feature about connected power.
Phil, can you talk to us about the specification regarding, because you know you had your traditional MK socket. You've now brought this into a automated smart socket. Presumably, it's exactly the same regarding the specification. We haven't moved away from
that. Correct, yeah. You can see here the BS1363. So this runs through the same volume of tests that you would have on a 1363. The only difference is we have, like I said, the cyber, the Bluetooth, so we have to run additional tests because this is involved in wireless communications, you've got the Bluetooth, but yes, effectively, without the building management and without it being commissioned, it will act exactly the same as a traditional socket. And that's one of the advantages. When we commission it and we either fit it in a new build or retrofit, it'll act exactly like a a traditional socket.
So if we look at the system as a whole overall, what we're showing at the moment, this is our dashboard that we have got. So the trend graph that you can see at the moment, this is the total system power usage of our demo wall. The graph at the bottom is our comparison. So this is what we've used today compared to what we had used this time last week. We have just done an upgrade on this demo wall, which is why we haven't got any more data on it. But you would normally get a graph, a green line to compare back, so you get visuals, very, very easy to see if you're using more energy today compared to last week. If we dive into the dashboard a little bit further, we're going to go into the devices. So this is where we can see the overall sockets that are connected to our system. So we have currently got 9 sockets, which are displayed here. We have got the total power, or the instantaneous power from that socket, which can be filtered. So we've got it so we can see which one's using the most, which one is using the least. The next column along, we've got the total energy consumed on that socket since it was installed. And then we have also got the temperature sensor. So at the moment, we're looking at this as a twin switch socket, but we can dive into it even further and see each individual outlet. So we can open it up. As you can see, we've got our naming conventions for that individual socket, and then we've got the retrospective figures for it as well. Another aspect we'd like to talk about is our ability for our alarming. So if we go into our edit of configuration aspects, we can dive in and we can actually see and set maximum wattage for each outlet and minimum wattage. So on this particular socket at the moment, we will get alerted if it goes over 500 watts. So that will just send an alarm directly through to our BMS. That can be as a email as well, or as a text message. But we can also use that alarm to trigger an event. That can automatically turn the socket off. If you wanted to, it can also automatically lock the socket off, as we have got here. So it's already set up to lock off if it goes over 500 watts. In addition to that, we have the ability to reduce the temperature of the socket, our temperature threshold of the socket. So under the British standards, that says that we should have no more than 52 degrees above ambient. So on average, it should be around about 77 degrees. What we have done here, we've reduced our alarm limit to 50 degrees centigrade. So this gives us an early indication that something might be going wrong with our socket, whether that is termination of cables have become loose, or the appliance has developed a fault and is drawing more current than it should, which builds up of resistance, and that would also build up the heat. So it could be various things, but this will give us an early indication as to what's going on. So that is our dashboard as a whole.
On behalf of B2B Energy, I would like to thank Honeywell MK for this opportunity to go behind the scenes and witness the passion that's gone into this product and this innovation. And lastly, please, you and your families, stay safe in these times.